And now to China, where a second Canadian citizen has been arrested and accused of harming national security there. And this move comes amid growing tensions between the two countries and follows the arrest of a Chinese telecoms executive in Canada at the request of the United States. I've been speaking to Lucy Hornby, Deputy Bureau Chief with the Financial Times in Beijing, and I asked her what was known about the arrests of the two Canadians.
So we found out this week that two Canadians, Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor, were both detained by the Ministry of State Security. And we don't have much information beyond that, but the general assumption is it's in retaliation for Ms. Meng's detention in Canada.
What has the reaction in Canada been?
I think everybody's extremely worried. They're concerned for a number of reasons. First of all, the safety of the individuals involved. Second of all, because it puts Canada in a very strange position. On the one hand, Canada's following its judicial processes regarding the requested extradition of Ms. Meng. On the other hand, they're looking at one of their very important economic and political relationships, and that's with China, being put to the test.
And remarks made by President Trump don't appear to have helped here. Tell us what they were and how they may influence events.
Well, so Mr. Trump, I guess that was, pardon me, because events have moved very quickly this week, but about 2 days ago, he kind of indicated that Ms. Meng could be a bargaining chip as the U.S. tries to resolve a host of differences with China. But that puts Canada in an even worse position because Canada and also the judicial authorities of the U.S. have been saying that they're following process procedures and that there's a basis for the detention of Ms. Meng in Canada. So Mr. Trump's remarks making her look like a bargaining chip then puts the safety of citizens of Canada in China further at risk because anybody can then be a bargaining chip in this process.
So these are high-stakes arrests at a time of increasing tensions and Canada almost finding itself the board on which this is being acted out on. What are the options for the Canadian government in trying to resolve this and protect its citizens?
Well, I think that that's something they are probably thinking through very carefully right now. One thing that they've done is been quite forthright about the fact that their citizens have been detained, so they're not allowing themselves to be pressured behind the scenes. But playing it out in public is also a vulnerability for them because that then means there's going to be lots of different opinions, both in Canada, in China, in the U.S., all weighing in on what's the best way to, first of all, get their citizens home, but also to maintain their own sovereignty as a state and their own processes, and to weigh the evidence against Ms. Meng in an impartial manner in such a dramatic setting.